Welcome to this amazing, mind-blowing podcast.
You're tuned into R1 News at 1. Every weekday from 1 till 2 p.m., our dedicated news team brings you the hard-hitting stories, interviews, and culture pieces from across Aotearoa Dunedin.
Good afternoon, you're listening to R1 News at 1. I'm your host, Charlie, and up next for you, I've just got the bulletin.
Here are the R1 News at 1 headlines.
This is the R1 News Bulletin for Thursday the 1st of August. I'm Charlie. In national news, MP shocked by Trade Minister's remark of "You're not a Mexico now," One News reports. Green MP Ricardo Menendez-March has come forward as being shocked after Trade Minister Tom McClay's comments about him in Parliament. The incident occurred when MPs debated the government's plan to set up a military-style academies for serious youth offenders. McClay allegedly told March, quote, "You're not in Mexico now. We don't do things like that here," during the debate. March was born in Mexico before moving to New Zealand. March says it's, quote, "unbefitting of his position representing New Zealand overseas." Recently, McClay withdrew and apologised over the issue in Parliament. When speaking to the media, March called McClay's comment, quote, "shocking and xenophobic." March further added, "The National Party has people from migrant communities as well, and I think someone who represents us on the world stage should not be saying things like that. It's not just about how it affects someone like myself. It actually reflects on his views on migrant communities altogether." Extra cash to be in New Zealanders' pockets as tax cut begins, One News reports. From July 31st, around 3.5 million Kiwis will have a few extra dollars in their pocket as tax cuts kick in. The government's $14 billion package will give 83% of New Zealanders tax cuts. The base amount is $12.50 a week, but the amount people will receive will depend on various entitlements. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon has stated that his tax relief will go to charity. Luxon stated, quote, "My wife and I, and our family, give away a lot of money, and we've always done that since we started out as 20-year-olds. So, I mean, it's something we always do, so that's where my tax relief will be going." National Party MP Simeon Brown believes that these tax cuts will make a, quote, "real difference in people's lives." These tax cuts have come with a lot of backlash, however, as this taxpayer-funded reprieve has been offset by many of National's other policies, such as the reintroduction of prescription charges, the axing of the first home buyer's grant, and the slashing of public transport discounts. In response to these tax cuts, opposition leader Chris Hipkins has stated that he does not believe that his tax cut is necessary. Quote, "I think that now is the time we should be investing that," unquote. Many other Labour MPs also follow the same sentiment around the tax cuts. Labour List MP Deborah Russell says, quote, "The cost of living is still increasing. I think it's not going to make much difference to Kiwis," unquote. If you would like to find out if you'll be receiving a tax cut and how much it will be, you should go over to the government's budget website and use their tax calculator tool. Changes at Te Whatu Ora continue. The use of an equity-adjusted tool to determine the order of non-urgent surgical waitlists will cease, following the release of a review that began in June last year. The review was ordered by the previous Labor government after it faced public backlash. The equity-adjusted tool is an algorithm that used five factors: clinical priority, time on the waitlist, geographic location, deprivation level, and ethnicity to decide the waitlist order. The report released to RNZ recommends the tool continues to be used in hospitals it already operates in, but under strict conditions, and that no other hospitals adopt the algorithm until a national strategy is designed and implemented. However, the use of the tool will cease entirely, as the southern and northern regions have already stopped its use, and now Auckland will do so, and revert back to pre-existing waitlist management systems, as supported by Health Minister Shane Ritchie. The review did recommend that action on demonstrated health inequities is legally and ethically justifiable, though said the current algorithm was not developed in a manner consistent with algorithm best practice in the northern and southern regions. Yesterday, Te Whatu Ora Commissioner Dr. Lester Levy announced the appointment of four regional doctors, just a week after an overhaul of Te Whatu Ora's board. Levy says their appointment will develop decisions to a more local level. There has been a hiring freeze on all non-frontline jobs at Te Whatu Ora since mid-June. Te Whatu Ora denied this would affect any clinical roles. However, an unnamed regional specialist doctor, speaking to RNZ earlier this week, has said Te Whate Ora has put a quota on the number of jobs each region can hire per week, including clinical staff, saying it has essentially resulted in a hiring freeze and that costly temporary locum doctors are filling the gaps. New research has shown that New Zealand has a major victim-blaming culture. Janvi Gosavi of ReNews reports. Newly released research from Victim Support has shown a deeply rooted culture of victim-blaming in New Zealand. It found that victim-blaming has lasting and destructive impacts. And in New Zealand, you'll most likely be victim-shamed by your friends and family. Gwen, a participant in the Victim Support research, has come forward and shared her experience with victim shaming by the people closest to her. Gwen stated, quote, "In this particular situation, the police were fantastic. The sexual abuse services available were amazing," unquote. However, she was surprised by the reactions of people she knew personally, quote, "It seemed every time I went somewhere, there was someone that wanted to basically say, 'You did this. What did you expect, Gwen?'" unquote. Patrina Hargrove, who was the General Manager of Strategy and Advocacy at Victim Support NZ, a nationwide support service, tells us that a lot of people think that victim blaming is something that only happens during court or by the police. However, this new research shows that 61% of victim blaming actually comes from the victim's own friends and family. Hargrove has called all New Zealanders to, quote, "change the script and think more carefully about how they respond to disclosures." Hargrove stated, "Most of the victims in our study who are blamed felt that they would not want to report any future crime. This statement aligns with the fact that only 28% of crime incidents in 2023 were reported to the police, according to the latest NZ Crimes and Victims Survey." This has been the R1 News Bulletin for Thursday the 1st of August. Today's bulletin was written by Charlie Cunningham and Jemima Lorimer and read to you by Charlie Cunningham.
Those were the headlines for today on R1 News at 1. Catch up on previous R1 News wherever you get your podcasts or head to r1.co.nz/news.
Up next for you on R1, we have Simand with Dove and we'll be back with the weather.
The R1 News at 1 weather forecast.
Welcome back to R1 News with our weather forecast. Today, it's quite cold, but you know, we got some blue skies and that's all that really matters. And we recommend today that you should wear up to 3 to 4 layers if you're trying to keep warm when you're on your way to campus or if you're still in your flat. And today's high is 8 degrees, which is probably still going to feel like what it feels like now. And the low is going to be 3.
The R1 News at 1 weather forecast.
Thank you very much for tuning into R1 News at 1 today. And if you have missed our show, you can find us under R1 News on all streaming platforms. But I'm your Thursday host, Charlie Cunningham, and thank you very much for listening.
You've been listening to R1 News at 1 here on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. The R1 News is uploaded daily wherever you get your podcasts. Or head to r1.co.nz/news to get yourself all caught up. Additionally, you can follow R1 News NZ to keep up to date with all our newsworthy happenings.
All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.